Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is, it's what year is it on the Mike Helta Show?
What year is it?
This is stuff that should not still be around in 2015. You go past a place, you see somebody, you see something, and you go, what year is it? You want me to, should I start? You want to start?
Go ahead, you start.
You start.
Okay, I'll start.
Are we going clockwise?
Don't worry about it. I'll go next.
What year is it Owen Wilson's hair?
Yes.
What year is it Owen Wilson's hair? Some haircuts are timeless. Owen Wilson's is not.
Yeah.
His haircut says 2001 is the current year. It doesn't look bad, but at some point in time, his face continues to get older and his hair looks the same. Get a current haircut. It's bothering me.
That's the problem, is he's going to be old man soon and he'll still have that weird kind of young kid hair.
Yes, yeah. It's sort of like David Spade. It's like he's got that hair that's like at some point in time, but he just doesn't kind of look old. Like he kind of gets old, but he's not looking old man-ish. Owen Wilson's going to look old.
Yeah, that's a good one. What year is it? Owen Wilson's hair. What year is it? Mailboxes.
Yep.
You have to buy a mailbox.
Yeah.
You have to go and buy a mailbox, put it in the ground in front of your house or attach it to your house. You have to get your, if you have a homeowners association, like get their approval. You have to upkeep it. People go out of their way to buy a dolphin mailbox or whatever it is. Really, what are you getting in your mailbox? Hey, I'm going to make a trip to the mailbox. Okay, while you're out there, milk the cows. Like, are you kidding me?
Same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's a lucrative business, the mailbox industry.
Mailbox. You could put it in a plastic bag and sit it on my porch.
Yeah, that's true. Like really? Paper.
It's the same way. Yep.
Yeah. They used to have mailboxes for newspapers.
If I even want mail. I don't even want mail. Not getting anything in my mail. Email.
Carmen, what are you going to say no about? If they throw it in a bag on your driveway.
I live in an apartment, so I don't want you putting things. I want you to put it in a lockbox.
That's different. It's a federal offense, Carmen.
Other people
if they mess with your mail.
I know, but I'm just saying offense. I don't trust people.
And they,
put it in the box.
Since it's in like in a normal house where it's a mailbox that doesn't lock, does that make it safer than if it's sitting on your driveway?
No. And what if you're getting packages? Packages, they sit on your doorstep. FedEx or whoever, if they're delivering something, they just sit it on your doorstep. So what, you're going to miss out? Somebody's going to take your card from
your new vibrator.
Not for me. They actually take it with them. They'll only give it to me if I'm home.
All right.
Yeah, well, part of
it. I swear.
All right. I don't care. Mailboxes. What year is it? Go, Carmen.
They're good. What year is it? Remotes. Our phones have so many apps and are so useful with everything else that you could literally download an app to have a remote on because we have universal remotes. Put it on your phone. What year is it? Remotes.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than if you're over somebody else's house and you're like, I don't know how to turn your stuff on.
Yes. That's the thing. Complicated remotes.
Yeah.
Smart TV.
You've got a receiver. Why do you have a receiver for a stereo? Then you have to hit video 3 and hit down 3 times. Yep. Come on. I like it, Carmen.
Thank you.
Rob, what do you got?
mine, what year is it CD players in cars? I don't understand who is still using CDs. The last CD that I bought was in 2003. It was by a band called Count the Stars. That was 12 years ago. When I get in my car, I don't flip down my visor and go, okay, which CD am I going to pick from Blink-182 today?
Right.
I plug in my phone into my auxiliary port, and I pick a song off of iTunes. I don't know who buys CDs. I don't know why they're still putting them in cars. It's like ashtrays. They got rid of ashtrays because nobody was supposed to smoke in cars anymore. Get rid of CD players. They're a nuisance. We don't need them. There's no more tape decks.
I will say that because there is a CD player in my car, I utilize it. Like, I keep it filled with CDs, the same ones usually, and I'll go to it every once in a while. But if I didn't have a CD player in my car, I wouldn't care.
And they should use it. Really, though, the point is they shouldn't be making new cars with CD players.
I agree with that.
That doesn't make any sense at all. You're not selling me because does it have AM, FM? Yes. CD? Yes. Okay, I'll take it.
Right.
I'll take it. John?
What year is it people asking other people to take a photo of them? It's the selfie age.
Yeah.
If you go places and you see somebody trying to take a selfie of themselves, don't grab their phone and offer to take the picture. The whole point is to take a picture of yourself with your own thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes you want a good picture.
Who wants to post a picture that is taken of them on Instagram these days, Carmen?
A lot of people do.
Nope, you're wrong. It's all
celebrities
selfies these days.
All selfies these days.
Sorry, Carmen. You're wrong.
I'm going to prove you wrong right now.
What year is it? Carmen, stop. No. What year is it? Washcloths.
What?
Washcloths.
No.
Just pushing around dirt.
There's got to be some sort of disposable thing. There's got to be some sort of just one time you're done. Like, if you're using a washcloth, do you use it once and then you're done?
No.
Do you leave it? Is your whole family using that washcloth? No. Is somebody washing their stuff and then you're washing your face? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, think about that.
Oh, sure.
Or even yourself. Because the last time you used that washcloth, you should be throwing them away.
Yeah.
It should be a disposable.
Just because it's your.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it should be on your.
Carmen.
Even though you wash them?
Yeah, but you live by yourself, so you don't
wash
understand
them every time.
You use it once and then you wash it.
Yeah, I went. Okay, so then. I thought about it and I went and bought like 5 packs of 10. So I literally have like 50 washcloths.
Okay. And so then you're waiting for your washcloth. A bunch of washcloths sitting there, gross. Wait until you have to wash them and stuff. Just throw them away, right? Doesn't that make more sense where you have disposable stuff?
That's another point, though. Also, what are you going to do with this washcloth between now and the next time you wash? I'm going to hang up a wet piece of cloth and just let it sit here until I rub it on my body again.
Yeah, and then it's hard and dry and gross.
And mildewy, I'm sure.
Yeah. Ugh. What year is it, washcloth?
They got it right in Horrible Bosses, too. Did you see that?
Yeah,
with the shower buddy?
Yep, shower buddy.
Man, that's great. How does that not exist if it does?
Okay, what year is it, microwaves? It's already been proven they're not good for us. They take nutrition out of our food, and we've come up with other ways, like confectioner oven. What is it called?
Boy.
The little oven.
Maybe
thing
do some research.
The little oven.
the tiny oven. We have those. They work, but not as good. I think they should come up with something better. What year is it? The microwave.
I don't know. I'm sticking with the science oven.
Yeah,
I think that works out.
Yeah.
What year is it? Short shorts. Not for girls, but for guys. The last time I saw a guy wear short shorts was in the gym yesterday. I understand.
Were you looking in the mirror?
No, I wear regular to my knee shorts. I don't wear them extra long. I don't wear them extra short. But there are a certain group of individuals who go into the gym. It's like 5 guys that hang out together. They all wear short shorts and they all work out together. The last time somebody wore short shorts that I can remember was my dad when he took a pair of jeans and cut them into shorts and they were too short and he still wore them anyway. Short shorts are a way of the past. Get rid of them. We don't need them. They're coming back.
If you look sexy in them, then do it up.
You know what really annoys me is I see all these, like, I don't know whether you call them hipsters or whatever you want to call them. They wear the cutoff jeans that are tight.
Yeah.
Cutoff jeans. Yeah. And rolled once. And they go down to their knees. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have, like, rolled up jean shorts and a beard.
Yeah.
That's a weird look.
And they're, like, almost long enough that they could be considered capris. Like, if girls wore them, you know what I mean? They could be considered capris. They're just not. Yeah.
What year is it? Umpires in baseball.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. You can shut your garage door from your phone. You could start a car from your phone. You can have a strike zone on the TV that tells you if it's balls and strikes using computers. Yet there are 5 men standing out there who are getting paid good money to get the calls wrong and not double check them. and leave the calls wrong, even when, because they say those plays aren't challengeable or something. There should be one umpire that stands right in the middle of the field, and all he does is he has an iPad and checks the answer.
Right. They don't have a guy in the back of the net in hockey. It right. just goes, and then the thing goes up.
They used to.
They could have behind home plate a pole with a red light, green light on it. And if it's a strike, Absolutely. It's a green light. If it's a ball, it's a red light.
And I love, and purists say, well, that's part of the game. That's the way it's always been. Yes, part of the game is getting things done, getting things wrong for decades upon right. decades. Now you have the ability to get it right, and we take baby steps to do it. Just one umpire who has an iPad.
Has an iPad. Just sit in the middle. What year is it, fingernail clippers? Gotta be a better way. Yeah. There's gotta be a better way.
I don't know that there is.
Than
I don't know
using
is.
Tiny pliers to cut your fingernails. That yeah. just doesn't make any sense to me. I know that I don't have an answer, but there's gotta be somebody out there that's like, oh yeah, I've been doing this for years and this is way better.
Just like a grinder. And you just put your hand in yeah. and then they polish them down and you're done.
Something.
Yeah.
Something better than fingernail clippers. Gross little fingernails laying around. They are immediately rusty. Fingernail clippers are immediately rusty. Yeah. They're not sharp enough. Then they you have to bend tear the nail. It. Yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
I do that with my dog. I use Dremel.
Yeah.
Just file it down. Why That's, not?
Yeah.
I guess you could do that.
All right. What year is it? Pickup lines? They don't work. If the person's going to sleep with you, they're going to sleep with that. They're going to sleep with you without saying whatever.
Tiny oven.
They'll sleep with you without saying something dumb to them. Just say hi. Pickup lines. Outdated.
Yeah, because even if it's the worst pickup line, if it's a hot guy, you're still going to bang him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you could easily just avoid all that by looking and just come up and say, hi, what's your name? It's not going to change anything.
All right.
What year is it marquees outside of restaurants, churches, other establishments? Really, you don't have digital lettering at this point. It's 2015. You're just tempting me to go up and change the lettering to say anus. For no reason, I'm a grown adult man, but every time I see it, I go, I want to change that to say anus.
I don't know why. Don't do it on the church.
Not on the church, yeah. but...
You're doing it on the church.
I probably would.
Yeah.
What year is it signs outside of buildings?
I can't remember if I did this one already. What year is it? Shoe measurers.
Oh yeah.
Like you see.
There was. It's funny because on Shark Tank they had one where it was a shoe and it was on an iPad, and you yes. basically just stepped on the iPad and did the thing.
Well, and
not stepped on it, but you know what I mean.
I get the function of it, but like, have those ever looked different? Like
no.
those have been the same since the '80s.
Forever, they've been the same since I was a kid.
And some company do they still manufacture those? Like, do shoe places buy those new?
And is there competing companies?
Right.
Is there like two different yeah. ones that are like, oh man, we got it this time.
We're the best in the biz.
It's the same. Let's take some phone calls. 727-579-1025. 1-800-771-1025. Let's go to Stephanie. You're on the Mike Kelta Show. What year is it, Stephanie?
What year is it asking for directions?
Yes.
Everybody has an app on their phone. I was out with my mom this weekend, and she seriously wanted to pull into a gas station and ask for directions.
That is a good one, Stephanie.
No.
We have people whenever they win prizes here, and they're like, how do I get there from Brandon or whatever? And it's
right.
like, Google it, and then get the map. Do it. Very good, Stephanie.
That's where John Brennan was going with his what year is it asking for. But, yeah, asking for directions.
Asking for directions. I like it. Thank you, good. Stephanie. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on the Mike Kelta Show. What year is it, Joe?
What year is it separate washing machines and dryers? Why don't we just have one machine that, you know, you put it all in, load it up, it washes it, dries it, everything for you. That way you don't have to, you know, go back and forth and change it out.
It makes sense. It makes
yeah,
sense. You would figure
it,
they would know how to do that because it does the spin dry thing and then just do a little bit of heat.
They do the same thing. One has water, one doesn't.
Yeah, I like it, Joe. I appreciate it, buddy. Good call.
Dishwasher is dry.
Yeah, that'll work out. Let's go to Larry. You're on the Mike Kelta Show. What year is it, Larry?
Hey, good morning, guys. They actually do have one of those washing machines. I had one in Thailand. It spins your clothes so fast that they come out dry.
Oh, nice. I heard they have something else in Thailand where it spins around.
Yeah. But hey, what year is it razor blades? And why are they $35 for four? I don't understand it. I can't understand it. Five razor blades, and a little thing there, $35.
Yeah, speaking of expensive stuff, and what year is it? What year is it ink for a printer? Like, are they squeezing? Yeah. Are they squeezing octopus or squids or whatever to get the ink out of them?
You know, people who are conspiracy theorists, I don't buy into any of that usually. But there is something to be said. I think the government might have invented hipsters for razor blades.
Yeah,
like to jumpstart the razor blade industry. Because think about it, now everyone wants to shave. You're getting over the beard trend. Everyone's going to shave, and then it's going to drive the prices up, and people are going to start buying them.
I still use my cheap little trimmer that I use all the time.
Yeah, well, you don't shave clean.
Let's go to Charlie. You're on the Mike Kelta Show. What year is it, Charlie?
I just wanted to say that the microwave actually adds nutrition to food. It doesn't take away nutrition to food. That's a wise tale.
Oh, it's the science oven, right? That's what we call it.
Yeah, the science oven.
All right, thank you. There you go, Carmen. You can't get the other little oven. You have to use the...
I don't believe it. Liars.
It's all wives' tale, he said. Let's go to Maxwell. Maxwell, you're on the Mike Kelta Show. What year is it?
What year is it the way they fight fires? I've seen how they can fight fires with bass sounds now. Why are we still using water? Why don't we use sound waves?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You should Google the video on how the guys at Yale or Princeton, they fought fires with bass waves.
Wow. Yeah, you should be able to put out a fire better than I can at home. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm throwing the water on it, I want you to come and have, like, something better than
you're
just water.
The difference shouldn't be a better hose.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, like, especially with forest fires, don't have those helicopters flying with water tanks. Have them with a big speaker flying over the fire.
That'd be pretty awesome. Thank you, Maxwell. Yeah. I appreciate that. I've never seen that. Can they do that? Sound waves?
I don't know. I'm assuming they're smarter people than I are, that there's a reason why we're still using hoses.
I know that they had like different weapons that they had, non-lethal weapons, and they have sound waves.
Right, yes.
Which totally discombobulates you and stuff. That would be pretty cool. All right, let's take a few more. Let's go to Marco. You're on the Mike Kelta Show. Marco, what year is it?
What year is it? Prostate exams. We live in a world where we can operate on your brain and your eye, but we still have to use our finger to check your prostate.
Yeah, that's true. And the way that they do, like, heart surgery now, they'll go in through your thigh. They just go up into your heart and do it that way.
Oh, or anything. Lasers. Like, you can do eye surgery with a laser. You don't feel anything, they say. But yet, you know, I just think doctors like it.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Let's go to Alex. You're on the Mike Kelta Show. What year is it, Alex?
What year is it, Suzuki cars?
What year is it, what cars?
Suzuki.
Suzuki, yeah.
Do they make new Suzukis?
Yeah, there was a 2015 Suzuki, and I'm like, just buy something else that you have no idea. I mean...
Suzuki's got it rough. Suzuki, like, trying to do cars, motorcycles, even motorcycles, they're not number one. It's like Suzuki's just trying hard to do something.
And, like, every kind of car usually has, like, its club or its niche.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my buddy's dad growing up bought a Saturn, like, when they were the rage, and he had, like, a Saturn jacket. He was, like, part of the club with Saturn. Or, like, there's people that buy Subarus, like, that's, like, the hipster car. Like, Suzuki does not have, I can't picture, like, a, like, you know what?
Car Club Suzuki.
Bought a Suzuki in the 80s, was always reliable, bought one in the 90s, and bought one today.
What's up, bro? You going to take the Samurai out?
Yeah, I'm a Suzuki man.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to say, pick a car.
I remember years ago, I was looking for a car, and they showed me a Suzuki, and I laughed at them.
Oh.
You know, get out of
here.
I'm
sure they're fine cars, I mean.
I don't know, but you just don't want to, you don't want to be the oddball with the Suzuki. That's very good. Very good. What year is it? Thank you for your input. I can't imagine Medicine Man has a what year is it. Medicine Man, you are a what year is it.
I know I am what year, but what year when you guys invented the game, guess who fought it?
That was all. The only reason why he said that was so he could make the fart noise.
Yes.
It is a beauty.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.